Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's another wonderful day being alive, isn't it? It's waking up, realizing I woke up today. Do you give thanks for that? Not enough people do, I think. I think that I'm going to start reminding people about that more, you know, because we can get banned off social media like some people I know. I'm sorry. Is it too soon? Too soon.
It's never too soon. You know, just rip off the band-aid.
Welcome back to the show, Savannah.
Thank you so much for having me, Adam. I appreciate you giving me a platform, you know, because I can't stream on YouTube this week.
Why not?
I can't stream because, you know, there's certain things that you're not allowed to call out in society. And I think you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want to mention it here. But my latest Odyssey video. Yeah. I'm scared to say it on your channel. I'm like, I'll say it on
no,
my
it's
channel
cool.
all day.
But I've already gotten a warning. I already got a warning because I was telling people, hey, you know, it's hitting, you know, obese and old. So if you're not obese and old, I mean, I'm sure I'm probably going to get in trouble already for just saying that. I mean, I didn't technically say anything. So.
See, I'm deciding the CDC's vaccine adverse reaction response system. So I was actually citing their own statistics, but you can't do that anymore on YouTube.
Right. You were just reading from their website, huh?
Yeah, I was because I've been following Anomaly a lot and he really goes, you know, he deep dives into the vaccines. He shows a lot of the documents. And so I was reading them for myself and I was like, oh, this is very interesting. Let me bring this onto my own stream and really do a deep dive. No, we're not allowed to do that.
You didn't say the magic word, which is just being in the narrative that they want. Yeah, but we were talking about this. I'm gonna just pull this up real quick. Check us out. So this is from Gab. This is your Gab account. For those who want to follow you on Gab, this is it. It's just your full name, gab.com/Savannah Hernandez, which I actually didn't put that in the description below. I'm going to do that right now.
Thank you. Yes, y'all go follow me over there.
I do have your YouTube, your Twitch, and your Instagram down below.
Thank you. For those who want to follow you. I appreciate it.
Well, read this. Go ahead. You read it. Check it out.
Okay. So the vaccine is synthetic health. Our media is synthetic truth. Our politicians are synthetic leaders. Our money has synthetic value. Porn is synthetic sex. Drugs create synthetic happiness. Social media displays synthetic lies. And we're continuously fed the lies that these things are not only normal, but good. And I was telling you, Adam, that I had this profound thought while I was in the gym this morning on synthetic energy because I took pre-workout because I was too tired naturally to want to go to the gym. And, you know, I just realized that all of these other things in life are so synthetic and we're essentially living in a manufactured world.
Yeah, we are. What happened to being authentic? What happened to just living a real life and not caring what other people think? I feel like
exactly.
I mean, the social media thing displaying synthetic lives, it's not even in social media anymore. It's creeping into the way people carry themselves normally. Yeah. You know, you can feel when someone's being real with you. And it's so rare nowadays to just meet someone who's authentic and also listens and wants to connect. Everyone's just doing this. I'm just waiting for my time to speak so that I can prove to you who I am and what I'm doing and how good I am and how virtuous I am. Oh, gosh,
yeah,
sorry.
It's so hard to see. And same, you know, honestly, sometimes I get happy when I get banned from social media because I'm like, cool, I don't have to worry about it this week.
Yeah.
Little secret there, just because it is so exhausting to try to keep up with, again, this synthetic world that we're living in. I feel like the media is constantly pushing us to cover certain news stories or care about certain topics because they're distracting us from the real issues at hand. And I just get so exhausted with having to constantly push back against the 10 layers of propaganda that we're being fed. Because like I said, in this Gab, you know, it's not just one thing. It's not just social media. It's the media. It's politicians. It's the vaccine, you know, several other things.
Yep. Money and porn. I mean, all these things. It's just none of it's real. Who out there, for those watching right now, do you guys believe politicians? Like when they talk, do you think that that's really what they're thinking? Or do you think that they're paid off to do something that they are going to do no matter what they tell you? I mean, who are we kidding? It's politicians. No one believes politicians. I'm going to bring this back up because it's such a good list. Like, look
honestly,
at
too, the politicians one really came to mind for me because I know a lot of people are having issue with Kristi Noem right now because she didn't push back in terms of, you know, allowing transgender women to play in biological women's sports. Okay. And I just thought about this entire issue of how many politicians, again, too, Madison Cawthorn, he was in Congress saying that he was going to fight for our Second Amendment rights while wearing a face mask. I'm like, if you can't even fight for your right to breathe, then how are you going to fight for any other right? So our politicians are fake leaders. They tell us what we want to hear. That's why we're still in this exact situation with big tech, because they're constantly, you know, kabuki theater. Oh, yeah, we're going to do something about big tech. We're going to break it up. We're going to introduce this or that. We're going to hold them accountable. And then we see these Senate hearings where Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey are held accountable, but then nothing ever comes from it.
Yep, exactly. And for the record, everybody in chat just bombarded it with, nope, we don't trust politicians at all. So I got a good following here.
Your followers are smart. They're smart.
Here on Adam Cast, we've got a good following here on the show. Well, you know what? It's kind of perfect to go right into our first segment, which goes hand in hand with what we're talking about here, because this is actually a federal judge. I don't know how many people know who Judge Silverman is, but this guy is based. You guys are going to love to hear this because I love to see this. I love to hear it. Federal judge warns dangerous media has very close to one party control in blistering libel case dissent. Judge Lawrence Silberman calls New York Times, Washington Post, virtually Democratic Party broadsheets. This is amazing. Now, I actually have his whole the whole legal document. It's 43 pages long. It's very legally mumbo jumbo. And it takes a long time, you know, but obviously we don't have the time to do that, but this sums it up fairly well. A federal appeals court judge has offered a blistering dissent in an obscure libel case that takes the measure of the mainstream media's bias. The case centers on a 2018 report from Global Witness Publishing that accused Liberian government officials, Christiania? I don't know how to say that.
Christiania, we'll go with Christiania.
Yeah, Christiana, maybe that's what it is. Ta and Randolph McLean of accepting bribes from Exxon. Ta and McLean sued Global Witness alleging defamation, and their claims were dismissed in Friday's ruling. However, in the course of his partial dissent, D.C. Circuit Judge Lawrence Silberman went on an unprecedented written tirade against the press, in which he argued that the Supreme Court should revisit the landmark 1964 New York Times versus Sullivan ruling that granted the media broad First Amendment protections from being sued by public officials. New considerations have arisen over the last 50 years that make the New York Times decision, which I believe I have faithfully applied in my dissent, a threat to American democracy, he wrote. It must go. And he continues, the increased power of the press is so dangerous today because we are very close to one-party control of these institutions, says Silberman, who was nominated to the federal bench by Ronald Reagan, has been a senior judge on the D.C. court since 2000. So this guy's been around. It's not just some young judge. Here he is. This is a picture from 2005. Although the bias against the Republican Party, not just controversial individuals, is rather shocking today. This is not new. It is a long-term secular trend going back at least to the 70s, Silberman wrote. Two of the three most influential papers, at least historically, the New York Times and the Washington Post, are virtually Democratic Party broadsheets, and the news section of the Wall Street Journal leans in the same direction. The orientation of these three papers is followed by the Associated Press and most large papers across the country, such as the Los Angeles Times, Miami Herald, and Boston Globe. Nearly all television, network, and cable is a Democratic Party trumpet. Even the government-supported National Public Radio follows along. The Reagan-appointed judge accused Silicon Valley of filtering news in ways favorable to the Democratic Party and fueling censorship, citing the suppression of the New York Post's bombshell reporting of Hunter Biden in the final weeks of the 2020 presidential election. It is well accepted that viewpoint discrimination raises the specter that the government may effectively drive certain ideas or viewpoints from the marketplace, Silberman said. But ideological homogeneity in the media or in the channels of information distribution risks repressing certain ideas from the public consciousness, just as surely as if access were restricted by the government. I got to take a second here and just, I mean, I'm not even done.
Yeah, a round of applause.
What I'm saying? What? I'm speechless. How good did that feel to just hear this is a district judge calling them out? This is something that I know you believe, okay? I certainly believe it. You've been booted off because you were one of the you. I don't even believe you were very controversial because you were reporting on actual news that the president at the time happened to retweet. And they were like, whoa, this is someone that's shining us big, huge spotlight on our narrative and ruining it. And look, the president retweeted her. Boop. We can't get rid of the president yet, but we can get rid of Savannah Hernandez.
Exactly. And I'm glad that this judge is bringing this up because this is another important factor in this fight, because not only is it, you know, big tech, social media, where we're not allowed to have the voice, but we have an entire media that is also allowed to spread propaganda and essentially lies. You know, we have Joy Behar, who said that Antifa is fictitious. We have Jerry Nadler, who said that they're a myth. And then when you have independent journalists like myself, who were out on the street exposing what Antifa was really doing, well, now, and honestly, if you want to look at this in historical context, big tech is essentially destroying our history and all of the footage of what's actually going on in our streets. So I'm glad that this judge is calling this out, because the media has an inherent bias. We all know that. It's ridiculous that they're allowed to continue to spread this narrative, because that's what they have been doing with every single news story. They're always spinning a narrative. Look what just happened, you know, with this incident in Boulder. It immediately became a race thing. Now it's an assault weapons thing based on the media narrative that they wanted to push. Yep. And this happens time and time again with whatever the issue at hand is.
It's crazy. Now there's that new site too. I don't remember what, wait, I think I got it. Let me just check. It's called Ground News or something. And it basically takes whatever you are, where you get your news sources. And someone actually sent me this. I don't want to call them out who it was, but let me just scroll down so you can't see it. But they were like, I guess I was their one of their top three news influencers. And I was like, oh, like, that's pretty cool. Like, I guess.
Nice.
I guess that's I am. And I'm looking at this bar and it looks like they are very similar to me in the sense that I'm just a little bit over 50-50. But this middle gray bar, I mean, blue sources to me are a load of BS. I mean, I still check them out, but for the most part, it's lies. It's propaganda pieces, puff pieces, stuff that they're trying to make people think, instead of what I consider the news that I get my sources from are the raw truth. And be like, this, what do you think? This is the raw truth. This is what's happening. And I'm rather proud of this little bar here.
Well, see, and in that 25% just blue category right there, you did point out something very important, that it's just when it comes to a lot of these leftist media sites, it is essentially an op-ed. Every single story is an op-ed at this point. Even the headline is an opinion. So, you know, you have your headline and then you have 10 paragraphs of someone's opinion. And then at the very bottom, maybe you get a fact or two on what's really going on, but you have to filter through all of that opinion. And the average person doesn't know that that's an opinion. And the media has done a great job of manipulating wording to scare people in terms of just the headline, because they know they're not going to read the entire article.
So I first saw this from Jack Posobiec, and he,
I saw it too.
So he posted, I'm trying to find it real quick. So he posted he was like, bias check, right? And Cernovich was like right in the middle. He had a little bit of both, but mostly right leaning. And then he did some comedians like what's his name from The Daily Show? Trevor Noah. 100% blue. 100%
surprise
blue.
There. A huge surprise.
John
there.
Oliver. 100% blue. Shocked. You know, and then he started going through, like, looking through. I mean, it was a big thread. Man, he posts a lot. So it's, I don't. Oh, did I just find it? Notice how my, no, it's someone else posting it. Man, he really does post a lot. Anyway, it's crazy because these people that are on the left side, there's no red at all. They are just, it's evil. I can't even, my brain can't handle whatever that is because that's lies. We're on over here. Like you saw my little thing. Like I still look at the blue, the left side of news to see what their perspective is. And not all of it's BS. You know, there's some truth in it, but I mean, it's so clear to me that these people are brainwashed. And that's what Judge Silberman's talking about. Here, let me finish
reading this
article. So Silberman also sounded the alarm about the serious efforts to muzzle outlets like Fox News that aren't under Democratic Party ideological control. It should be borne in mind that the first step taken by any potential authoritarian or dictatorial regime is to gain control of communications, particularly the delivery of news. It is fair to conclude, therefore, that one-party control of the press and media is a threat to a viable democracy, the judge continued. It may even give rise to countervailing extremism. The First Amendment guarantees a free press to foster a vibrant trade in ideas, but a biased press can distort the marketplace. And when the media has proven its willingness, if not eagerness, to sword to sort, it is a profound mistake to stand by unjustified legal rules that serve only to enhance the press's power. And to you, sir, I say thank you. You are a hero, Judge Silberman. You people should know your name because he is absolutely right here. Okay? Mm-hmm. Do you remember, have you seen the video of all of the news media saying that this is a threat to our democracy and this is a threat to our democracy, and then they all do it and all of it, and then it's like multiplies, and then there's like 60 of them saying the same thing exactly the same way over and over. It's insane, and it's proof they have control of the news. It is a democratic institution. I mean a Democrat, like the Democrats, they control it. Can you imagine what would have happened if the news was truthful over the past couple years over Trump's presidency? The 2020 election would have been completely different.
100%. And that's why, too, we're seeing all of the Joe Biden voters, the people who genuinely did vote for Joe Biden, now shocked because they're living out what they voted in. Whereas over the past 4 years, they were just reading about how bad Trump was. Yep. And they weren't reading about all of the good policies that he did institute, how, you know, his border control really was helping out Americans, the tax cuts that he was pushing forward. Yep. No one was talking about that. And, you know, going back to Trevor Noah having a 100% Democrat-based media, 100%. Liberals love living in their bubble. And that's why I love going and doing Man on the Streets, because it's so easy to go to any of these leftist protests and just ask them, why do you hate Donald Trump? And they don't know, because the media didn't give them the talking point for that. You know, if you challenge them just a little bit, if you just take one more step past that headline that they read, they can't answer anything. I'm like, okay, well, where's that video? Where's that phrase? When did Donald Trump say this? They're like, I really couldn't tell you. I really don't know. I mean, the media told me that he said it, but I didn't see it for myself, but it's biblical truth now. Yep. So I'm so glad that this judge is standing up. The media in itself is a whole nother big issue, and I'm glad that we are finally getting people in this country standing up against them.
Hopefully. I mean, obviously, he is standing up, yes. And you and I are both standing up and to risking our channels, which I'm not gonna stop talking about the stuff. I'm sure it's a matter of time before I'm cut off. You know, I got a warning by just giving my opinion on something. But they said that, you know, that's not allowed here. It is pretty fantastic that we see someone like this, a true hero in a time of authoritarianism. Like, we're seeing the rise. You're not allowed to talk against their narrative or you're booted off. You mentioned earlier before we went live about, I mean, the social media realm is basically China. You know, you can't, yeah. you can't say what you want before you're cut off. You know, they get rid of you. Like, take you, for example. You weren't even giving your opinion. I mean, you do give your opinion, yes. But before you were getting banned, you were just posting videos that you were taking yourself of people, and you were literally doing a play-by-play. This is happening. This is now happening. And that's it. And they booted you for it. That's not even towing the line. That's staying behind the line and going, I'm just filming the line. I'm just filming what's going on the other side.
I would love your opinion on this, because right now I'm just a naturally very stubborn person. So okay. If someone tells me I can't do something or I can't talk about something, then I'm going to talk about it. That's why I started doing research into the vaccine, because the government said that I had to take one if I wanted to travel or go to concerts. And I said, okay, if I have to be forced to do this, then I would like to, you know, just do a little bit of research into it. And so in terms of my social media, I take the same exact approach, especially because my Twitter was banned without reason. They say that they banned me because I was evading a suspension. That was my only account. I've never been banned before. I've never even been suspended before.
That was the reasoning?
That is the reason they gave me. And I tried to appeal it several times, and they were just like, sorry, I'm not giving it back. So I didn't do anything to get banned off of Twitter, and I got nuked anyway. And so my whole entire approach to social media at this point is say what you're going to say, because you're going to get banned anyway. And I have a lot of fights with my other conservative friends, because they're like, well, this isn't a smart tactic to take, because then you're not going to have any influence on the culture if you ultimately get banned from everything. But at the same time, morally, it's so difficult for me not to talk about these issues, because they are the issues that need to be talked about. Guess what? If we have 100 or 1,000 conservatives saying the same old tired talking point, look at Joe Biden's latest gaffe, that's not going to bring in the new crowds. We're not going to be opening up anybody's mind if we're all repeating the same exact talking points that we're allowed to talk about. Until the reason we're here is because not enough people are willing to push the boundaries of that. So I'm even doing, you know, my own internal wrestling about this and how to handle it, how to go about circumventing this, because like you, I don't want to stop talking about these things. We are here because people walked on eggshells and stopped talking about things. And the less and less we push back, the more and more they're going to keep moving that goalpost until none of us are allowed to speak ever again.
Well, first off, I commend you for that, for your stubbornness in this, you know, because I honestly, though, people are thirsty for to find out that they're not crazy.
Yeah, right? True. Yeah.
I get told this a lot. Like, thank you so much. You've proven to me that I'm not cuckoo, that the world hasn't convinced me that I'm nuts somehow. And it's like, people are honestly thinking that way because they've convinced from Judge Silberman just basically said, like, look, they have the entire news media. So if you turn on the news, you're being taught that their white supremacy is the biggest issue right now. It's COVID-19. And you got to wear 3 masks now. And, you know, you must get a vaccine so that the government can give you your freedoms back. And these people are like, yes, okay. All right. They're soaking up. And then the rest of us are like, are we seeing this? Are we accepting this? This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And people are doing their own research. A lot of people are doing their own research now. You know, I try to convince people all the time. Hey, look, don't even listen to me. Go. Actually, listen to me. Tune into me and then fact check me. Come back. You know, go look up what I was talking about. Dig into it more if you're interested in it. Or, you know, if you find something that you think is important, dig into it and then talk about it. And that's what we're doing. That's what you're doing. And it's like, if people like you and I give up and show that we're going to give up and, like, you know, it's not worth it anymore. I'd rather keep my following on some social media platform because that's more important to me than my integrity. No way. My integrity means a lot to me. I pride myself on showing up and, you know, coming to, you know, the people that follow me, they show up for me the least I could do is show up for them, you know? And
definitely.
And we're proving to them that it's like, it's worth it to stand up, even if it's on a platform. People are like, well, why are you still on Twitter? Because I have 78,000 people that follow me on there, that listen mm-hmm. to me, that I can talk about this stuff and say, hey, we should maybe, you know, question the powers that be. Asking why, that's the best question ever. Why? I want
to
know why.
See, and we've gotten to a point in society, too, where it's not only that we can't talk about things, but we can't question them, because yes. even questioning something is misinformation at this point. And it's like,
exactly.
no, questioning things is a healthy thing to do, because maybe if we had questioned these things sooner, all of these other things wouldn't have happened. And I think it's healthy to have that curiosity. It's healthy to continue to research your own things. But again, the media, our government, politicians, big tech, they don't want us questioning things. They want us to just accept the narrative as is. They want us to accept reality in the way that they're giving it to us. When, and it's so funny too, to like talk to leftists and people on the right, because I feel like they're living in two different realities. And they are, because people on the left don't understand what's truly going on, because the media doesn't allow them to see what's really going on.
Right. And they don't want to. It's exhausting.
There's that other layer too.
It's exhausting. And you know, they just, they're happy virtue signaling. Well, I was told that all I have to do is put BLM in my profile, and suddenly I'm an ally. It's like, they have no idea what they're talking about. They don't even get it.
Exactly. And, you know, one of my biggest frustrations this week has been how white supremacy is somehow being blamed for all of these anti-Asian hate crimes. So on my Odyssey channel, I have a video there. I have two videos there. One is my band live stream, and one is my latest video. I'm basically talking about which community is really responsible for a lot of these hate crimes that are being perpetuated and have been perpetuated since last year in September that okay. no one in the media wants to talk about, because again, it doesn't fit the narrative. So, white supremacy, you know, just slap They're that label even... on everything.
Well, first, I always have to do this disclaimer. I can't stand this race conversation. It's so stupid. It has nothing to do with race. They keep everybody keeps making it about race. Stop. It's not about race. All right. Maybe it is for some people, but you can't just slap race on things and be like, well, that's it. There it is. We've answered it. It's like, no.
Exactly, Adam. Exactly. And that's my biggest beef, too, is when other conservatives are like, oh, you're an Asian minority woman. I'm like, no, I'm an American. Okay. I'm an American. I'm not playing yes. into this racial nonsense. And I'm going to call out every single community that is acting a fool. I don't care what your skin color is, because if a community is acting badly, we need to be calling them out. And the reason why we are is because, again, too, Black Lives Matter has made it to where we cannot call out the Black community without being called a racist. Police cannot arrest Black people without it becoming a racial issue. This is not about race. If this was the Hispanic community, the white community, let's call everybody out. And if we really wanted equality, we would be calling out every single race equally when they are committing crimes, when they are detrimental to this country. Exactly. We would be calling them out equally.
Exactly. They don't. They don't call them out evenly, equally. Yeah. That, like, they're not going for equality. They're flipping it. They're saying, well, it's this way, so it should be this way. And it's like, no, not at all. I mean, and Terry Crews called this out almost I don't know if it was a year ago. It was maybe July or something last year. He said, we have to make sure that Black Lives Matter doesn't become Black Lives Better. And it has. That's basically what you said. It's like, nobody is better than anyone else. That's what I believe. Everyone has to earn their keep. I don't care what your skin color is, period. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I feel like we're getting a little sidetracked, because I just want to bring this up. Check this out. Have you heard of Carbon?
I have not.
So Carbon is a new social media platform that... where is the list of... Oh, here we go. Carbon is free speech, social... Earn crypto rewards for your content.
Nice.
Global
nice.
And friend leaderboards. I don't know what that means, but that sounds kind of fun. Anonymous sign-up option. Fully encrypted private data and DMs. Optional decentralized data. Team tools and airdrops. NFTs. And more awesome features yet to come. I mean, then we got Trump coming out with social media. I don't know what it's called yet. Maybe it'd be kind of fun as Trumpet. Trump? I don't know. What
would be great.
You know, I don't know. It's kind of perfect, but people are, there's a Washington Post article. Straight up, Washington Post wrote an article about his new social media platform and said, nobody cares. They're like,
again,
that's in the
headline. Media trying to make a narrative that no one else is agreeing with.
They're like, in the headline, it's straight up. Actually, let me see if I can find this. Washington Post.
You know what that reminds me of, too, is how the media keeps telling us how Joe Biden is the most popular president. But if you go to his YouTube videos, they all have more dislikes than likes. And have like just dismal views. They have no views on them. So, you know, another media trying to push the narrative type thing.
Oh, they changed it.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
They changed it. Of course they did. Let me see if I can. No.
Have you ever heard of Wayback Machine? Sometimes you can put the article into Wayback Machine. It will show you the original headline.
That's true. That's true. I don't know that Washington Post has so many articles written about Trump and social media that I don't even know where to begin looking. But I'll tell you what it said, though. It said Trump may start his own social media, but nobody cares. And it's like, you care. You wrote an article about it. You clearly care. And the whole article is like, there's probably millions and millions of people that are going to go to it. But why should we care? It's only going to be an echo chamber. And it's like, or everyone will go there and wherever you are will become the echo chamber.
Which it already is, but that's already none of our business.
Yeah, they don't talk about the fact that the people over on the left, the you know, the Democrats, just like we talked about, that the little bar, it's all blue. They're in the echo chamber. Even I have some blue and some, you know, I'm pretty much 50-50 as far as like news from the right and news from the left and middle. Okay. But as far as I said earlier, the news from the right tends to be more truthful.
Adam, I swear, everything the left accuses us of being is exactly what they are. They're conspiracy theorists. They're in echo chambers. Like everything they throw at us. Racist, like, yeah, the left is actually racist. We have them actively pushing for segregation and hating on white people all day, every day.
Crazy.
And like, y'all are projecting how you guys feel about yourselves and how you guys actually act on the conservative community, because who's truly putting these words into action? It's not conservative.
You heard that? Nailed it. All right, let's that's perfect. Let's move on. I think we crushed that. Very nice.
Solid segment.
And again, shout out to Judge Silberman. You are boss. And for those, I saw someone ask, who was the judge he was talking about? Judge Silberman. Silberman. His first name, was it Lawrence? Lawrence Silberman. What a good name.
I know.
Solid name. Definitely. Solid name, Judge. I salute you. Anyway, let's
move living on. Up to his name.
Let's talk about guns. You mentioned
another
this earlier.
Another great subject. Yeah.
Well, it turns out he wasn't a white guy. Let's make it about guns now.
Immediately. They wasted no time switching that narrative.
It was like, flip the lights. Quick, make it about guns. Or else that's going to ruin the narrative.
Get Joe Biden. We got to ban assault weapons now. Oh, there he is.
Biden considering executive action on guns. Check us out. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Tuesday afternoon that President Joe Biden is considering executive action on gun control, effectively bypassing Congress to push an anti-gun rights agenda. Speaking on her daily press conference, Psaki said Biden was considering a range of options, but that the use of an executive order was not off the table. Who's into the authoritarian? Who's the fascist? Who's the fascist? Anyway. Let's see. We are considering a range of levers, including working through legislation, including executive action, Psaki said. That has been under discussion and will continue to be under discussion. Psaki added that as vice president under then President Barack Obama, Biden was tasked with researching whether and how a White House executive order could be used to curb gun rights. This dude has been against guns for so long. All right. Mm-hmm. In the early 90s, dude was pushing to get rid of guns. He was researching how to basically be an authoritarian president to use an executive order when he was vice president. You know what? Because they probably had plans to make him president back then. You know it's true. Come on.
Yeah. Honestly,
obviously, I'm making a question, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that in terms of this Second Amendment argument and the fact that Joe Biden is even talking about this now, which, of course, none of us are surprised about because he's already been pushing this nonsense. It's base level. I don't understand how people don't get that criminals don't obey laws. So taking guns away from law-abiding citizens is not going to help anybody. It's going to make things worse. Guess what? I'm pretty sure there's only one gun store in all of Mexico. Look at their crime rates in terms of like shootings and gun crime. Right. Go look at the rates. It speaks for itself.
Exactly. But whoa. Statistics, Savannah. Excuse me. We don't do statistics here. Those are racist. Were you racist
just makes
now?
I want to cry. Yep. You know what? At this point, I might just slap the label on everything. Gosh.
Oh, gosh. It's insane. Look at this. It gets worse. The Biden administration urges Supreme Court to let cops enter home and seize guns without a warrant. What?
So you're telling me that the Second Amendment, which was put in place to protect us from a tyrannical government, is now going to be revoked, and then the tyrannical government's going to come in and then take your guns forcefully if you don't give them up willingly. Got it. I just wanted to make sure I understood that correctly. Okay.
Yes. That is precisely that. Yep. Mm. And I mean, that sums it up. I mean, you guys can go to Forbes and type this in if you want. I'm not going to read this whole thing because that's basically it. This is the point that I'm so fed up with it. But I got to bring it around because this makes me feel a little better. West Virginia Senate committee approves four measures loosening gun laws as Congress pushes for stricter controls. Good for you, West Virginia.
Shout out to West Virginia.
Just like that judge, you know, I'm trying to find the silver lining here. And it's like, West Virginia, I can straight up throw a stone and hit West Virginia where I'm at right now. I am that close. Granted, I'm not in West Virginia, sadly, but I could smell it. And it smells good. It smells like freedom.
I was going to say, does it smell like freedom? Does it smell like real America over there?
It really does.
Oh, check this man. Out.
The Senate committee advanced bills this week that would loosen state gun regulations as Congress pushes for more gun control in the wake of Monday's mass shooting. The measures the state Senate Judiciary Committee approved, including a proposed constitutional amendment that restricts localities from enacting regulations on guns stricter than the state code, an advancement of a resolution that encourages Congress and the president to protect the Second Amendment of the United States of the Constitution. Look, this is why this is so cool. It's not even just for West Virginia. That is them pushing for Congress to be like, this is a constitutional thing. It's written in the Constitution. Y'all got to check yourself. Thank you, West Virginia. And in fact, all of us, all you out there that like guns, if you like guns, give it up for West Virginia because they're pushing to uphold our right to have a gun. Dude, Biden, did you see that? There's a comedian. Man, I wish I remembered his name. He did a joke about he edited Biden's song about or speech about you don't need an AR. You don't need 30 rounds. You just need a double barrel shotgun and you shoot it in the air and warn them. You know,
shoot them in the leg.
Yeah. Well, that's something that he also said. But this guy made a hilarious video and he's an incredible singer, too. Chat, do you guys know what this is? If you can help me out, find this real quick. I'm going to pull this up and we're going to watch this right now.
Drop the link. I need to see
this video.
No,
it's not Crowder. I would know if it was Crowder, but it's someone else. You know what? Let me just search this. Do you own any guns?
I do actually, but the only reason I own a gun, I sleep with it loaded every single night in my bedstand right next to me because I live alone as a single woman. But the reason I got it is because last year, when I was covering the Black Lives Matter riots in Austin, Texas, you know, I was getting attacked. I was recognizable and I didn't want people following me home. And in case they did, I wanted to be able to defend myself. And also I was just kind of terrified that You know, we had rioters going around the nation, destroying people's homes, destroying people's cars. So I got it for my own protection. And it wasn't until that event happened, it wasn't until last year that I was really passionate enough to actually go buy my own firearm. So yes, I am a gun owner.
Right on. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. I feel a lot better about it.
Yeah.
About life, you know.
I got one last year for the first time and I like shooting it. It's a lot of fun. I kind of want to get into three gun. It's really sweet. I really enjoy it. First saw what's his name? Keanu Reeves doing three gun, and he was a beast at it. And I'm like, oh man, he's a beast.
Wait, what is it?
Three gun, you use a shotgun, a pistol, and a rifle. And basically what you do is I'm not sure the order. Don't get upset with me for people who love three gun. But I think it's like you do the handgun, you do a couple different targets, you do like a walking switch mags, and then do some more, and then you drop that, switch to the rifle, and then hit a couple targets while you're moving through this zone, and then you pick up the shotgun and do the same. So it's like it's called three gun because it's three different guns. And you hit targets. And
that sounds awesome.
It is. It's awesome. I haven't done it yet, but it looks really cool. And I really want to get into that. So I can't find this video. I've been trying to find it, but unfortunately, I'm sorry. And chat didn't really help me. I'm not blaming you, chat. I'm just upset. I'm scrolling through chat right now to see if I can find it.
We're not upset. We're just disappointed.
It's you say like we're the parents just sad and upset with the kids for not like coming through for us. We're disappointed.
Oh my gosh, we're just disappointed, guys.
Oh, wait a minute, hold on.
Disappointment revoked.
I think we Mike Floyd. Oh no, wait. Where did it just go? Here it is. Wait, let's see if Matt Granger just said buy a shotgun. Gregory Brothers. Let's see if that works.
All right, let's check this out.
Oh my gosh. Darren Kress. That's it. Thank you, Matt Granger. All right, everybody. Let me full screen this. Actually, I have to stop it because I want you guys to hear the sound. Share audio. This is amazing. Okay, we're about to watch this together. This is so good.
I have two shotguns.
Can you hear it?
My home.
Yes.
They're locked in a safe. There's a metal gun case. We live in an area that's wooded, somewhat secluded. And I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony and fire two blasts outside the house.
My shotgun. My shotgun.
You don't need a machine gun. You don't need 30 rounds.
Buy a shotgun.
Buy a double-barrel shotgun.
No, you don't need a flamethrower.
Oh, it gets better.
And you don't need a tank.
This is it.
You
ready?
Don't need an AR-15.
Here comes the drop.
Scare those thugs away.
It's coming.
And I don't need
feel the build.
I don't feel it.
AR-15.
Here it comes.
There's just one thing I need to do. And let's
break it down.
Away from me.
Fire two blasts. Woo! Inside the house. Buy a shotgun.
Buy a shotgun.
I love this guy.
Buy a shotgun, baby.
You don't need
he's good.
You don't need a machine.
I'm so glad you played this video because I kept scrolling past it on all my socials and I never actually watched it. So this is the first time I'm watching it, and that was amazing. That guy's an awesome singer.
Dude.
I would actually listen to that song on like a daily basis.
It's
that was
good.
Great.
It's, yeah. I mean, Darren. That's Darren Kress. That's the guy who did that. Thank you so much, Matt. I think it was Matt, right? Who said that?
Yeah, it was Matt. Matt, you're a real one. We appreciate
thank you.
Sir. Disappointment revoked.
Thank you so much. Chat, you have made your parents proud. And
awesome.
Yeah, Darren Kress, man, he's a great singer and it's so good. It's like, and he's pointing out that, yeah, okay, a shotgun that's not going to do anything. You know, a double barrel shotgun, so you got two shots. Or what if four people are coming at you?
Remember, we have to use common sense when it comes to these things. And remember that if we institute gun bans, then no one will have guns. And, the criminals will listen to the laws. And that's how things work. So
gun laws are racist. I don't even think people recognize that. They straight up are racist.
Are they? How?
Because gun laws were implemented by Democrats to keep minorities from owning guns. Look at the history of gun laws. If people start digging in, they pick and choose what they like to have be the racist things in life. They don't doing their research. They're not recognizing that, hey, look in the past. Guess what side of the government wanted to keep slaves? That was the Democrats. Jim Crow laws, Democrats. Who brought the welfare state? Democrats. Who wanted to drop gun laws? Democrats did and are still doing so. It's ridiculous. People don't understand.
And one of the most frustrating things for me too is that people don't even need to look back too far in history, and they can even look to other countries as to what banning guns looks like. Just look at what's going on in Venezuela current day to all the people who want socialism in this country, or the revoking of guns, of our gun rights. Just go look at any other country where they instituted that and see how it turned out for the people there. It's not good. And that's why we always see, the biggest advocates against socialism in this country and communism are people who came from these countries that actually experienced it. Whereas we in America have been so coddled, we've never lived under this stuff, which is why we're welcoming it, because we've all gotten so lazy. We want to be dependent on the government. We want the government to take care of us, not truly understanding what it looks like when we give up our freedoms and our rights.
Yep. Agreed. Stop relying on other people for your validation, for everything. We used to grow our own food. Everybody was a farmer. Everybody.
That's what I was going to add to that list on Gab was our food is synthetic because it is.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you don't have the preppers, to me, they're some smart people, man. Because what if the world went to war? I mean, I don't know if people know this, and I'm going to do a larger segment on this tomorrow because I'm still gathering up stuff. China has 200 military boats outside the Philippines. Do you guys know that? They're poised. Russia is increasing their military actions around their west border. It's like things are going on right now. What are we focused on? Taking our guns away and making sure that whatever gender you associate with, you have an appropriate bathroom for. That's what we're focused on, where other powers that be in the world are making moves. They're pushing their pieces around the chessboard that is Earth. Okay.
Dude, we are so out of touch in this country because talking about too, internationally, if you look at how North Korea has responded to us, Russia, China, all in the same week, they made a mockery of our country knowing that Joe Biden was weak and he couldn't retaliate at all. If you look at Mexico, the cartels were banking on Joe Biden getting into office. And as soon as he was in office, they said, great, we're going to make millions every single day with illegal immigration and helping people cross the border. And they are. So if you look at every other country right now, we are a laughingstock. And if you look at how out of touch the average person in this country is. Like you said, we're worried about the women's soccer team not getting paid equally as the men's soccer team, gendered bathrooms, drag queen story hour for our kids. We're focused on all of these issues that really have no merit or basis in reality when what's really going on is, like you said, internationally, we have China beefing up their military. We have China saying our boys are too effeminate, so we're going to make them more masculine. We have Russia working on their military. We have all of these other countries.
Hold on. And China is straight up saying, if you're gay, you have a mental disorder. China said that. They came out and it's like, gay people are mentally diseased. And
what are we doing in our military? We're now allowing transgender people to join our military, and we're now making rules more relaxed for women and making maternity flight suits, which in itself doesn't make any sense because doctors say that, at certain points in your pregnancy, you shouldn't be flying anyway. So our military right now, to be quite honest with you, is a joke. Did you see that? Did you see that on Tucker Carlson? Dude, our military has made maternity flight suits to be more inclusive of women. And they're also making restrictions in the military more relaxed. So that way, women can wear nail polish, they can do their hair, they can, like wear certain undergarments, whatever. But again, the thing is like these international countries are beefing up their military, and we are making our military and our people, our men in this country, weaker by the day.
Yep. It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy out there.
To say the least.
Yeah. All right. I was going to do a couple other things, but let's get into some super chats. I want to talk about, I was going to talk about Ingenuity, but I could do that another day. I'd rather give us the time to discuss super chats. You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
DJ Cogdell, what's good? Says Ryan Dawson was on Sean Atwood's show again today. If you liked what you watched yesterday, they went deeper into Nygaard and Epstein stuff. I did see a little bit of that, but I didn't really. I wasn't able to watch all of it. Maybe I'll check it out. Maybe I'll check it out. Whoa, I just saw a huge super chat just drop. My goodness. I'm going to read it right now because massive super chat. Thank you so much, Commander 232. Hey, Adam, Anthony Bergen here again. Just wanted to say I have much respect for Savannah and have been having just as hard of a time here in North Dakota. So many people are so scared that I can't put together a team to actually stand up against Rhino GOP and the Democrats, but won't give up.
That's awesome.
That last bit right there is the reason why you'll win. And that's what we need to do. We cannot give up. Thank you.
Exactly. Thank you, Anthony. One of my favorite quotes, Anthony, is you haven't failed until you've given up. So that's great. Keep pushing forward. Don't get discouraged. Again, everything in our society has been created to make us feel ostracized and like we're alone, but you're not alone. We stand with you. I'm sorry that you're dealing with this right now, but just keep pushing forward and the right people will come.
Yes. Thank you. Exactly. Robert Weil says, I have almost died as many times. I'm grateful for every day I'm alive. Have a blessed night and life doing what you love. And I haven't told my sis. I ordered her the coffee. It's a surprise for her. Well, I hope she's not watching right now because she certainly knows that you ordered her some coffee. But I do appreciate it. Jason Dixon upgraded his member to Disciple. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you so much. Of course, this is the Jason Dixon bell that he got me. I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much for that member upgrade.
Very fancy.
Yeah, Gio says, great guest. And no, politicians have been against us from day one. The lust for power makes them the most dangerous people on earth. Yes. Yes. I read a tweet the other day. It said, how can these people who could be making a change for the better, like, how can they go for greed when they could be like... It was basically a moral question. Like, how could they just want be greedy when they could be helping society become better? And it's just, it was a smack because the truth of it is just like, oof, that hurts. Man, that stings because of how true it is. These people just want power. They want the power. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I think, too, a lot of politicians who started off really well, they end up, you know, like you said, they just want the power in the end because it goes to their head. Washington, D.C. in itself is super corrupt. That whole environment is just bad. And power makes people crazy. And we've seen that with our own politicians.
Yep. Sad. Mark Robichaud says, do you lack the energy to gym? Then you need Krigler Coffee Blend Gym Rat. It's got all the energy you need to rip and tear the fat off your body in a healthy way. Get your Krigler coffee today.
I'm going to have to try that instead of my pre-workout from now on. Krigler coffee.
Not affiliated with pre-workout gym. Not recommended for pre-workout drinking. I don't know. Is it good to drink coffee before a workout? I'm not sure. Thank you for that, Mark Robichaud. Love a good Krigler coffee ad. Jake Daw says, Savannah, please marry my dad. You the best.
I will add that to the list of proposals that I have waiting.
Chioma says, if vaccines are synthetic health, what about medication, healthcare? This statement needs to be reconsidered critically. Would you not take smallpox, polio, tetanus, diphtheria, or measles vaccines? It is still synthetic.
Yeah,
it's still synthetic. That's not to say that there isn't good in that, though. I mean, that's not what the argument is. The argument is that it's all synthetic, though, right?
Exactly. And the government has been... The reason why I made that statement specifically is because right now you can go get free Krispy Kreme donuts if you show them your vaccination card, right? So to me, the government is not pushing this because they want us to be healthier. They're pushing it because it's a form of control. And that, and again, the vaccine is synthetic health, because just because you get the vaccine doesn't mean you're not going to get COVID and that you're not going to die from it.
Right.
And I'm not going to keep going on that, but why are we not pushing a healthier lifestyle? Why are we not pushing people to go to the gym, to change their diet, to get off of, again, synthetic medications like the super chatter brought up? We should be pushing that, but we're not.
Exactly. Or the fact that some medications are terrible. I read an article yesterday that a doctor did some research on the prescription drugs that turns out almost all of the mass shooters that have happened over the past 5 years have been on.
Yeah, but no one ever talks about that.
Interesting connection that their mental state is tripped up. But no, don't talk about the drugs that they're on, because those are what we're prescribing people. All right. No. Talk about the race of the person, because that's the driving force. No, it's not. Man, I'm so fed up with that.
Ugh, same.
Zach says, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit just ruled that there is no right to carry, either open or concealed, in public. What? That's nuts. So you're not allowed to carry... The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, that's not in every state, is it? Is that... I'm not sure. I'm going to have to look that up, because that's pretty crazy. If we're not allowed to carry openly or concealed in public, that's a huge shift.
Definitely, because criminals are not going to wait for you to go home and grab your gun for self-defense while you're out in public. And you can look up so many stories of girls on college campuses who had guns in their purses or, you know, concealed carry, and they were able to get out of a very bad situation because of that. So if this is being pushed through, that's awful.
That's awful. I'm going to look that up, because that's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
That might be a segment for tomorrow. I'll look that up. Thanks, Zach. Mark Robichaud says, having a hard time figuring out what's true? You need Krigler Coffee Truth Blend. It'll open your third eye and you'll see all nothing will be hidden. You will see all nothing will be hidden. That sounds good. A truth blend. I should... add a new blend to it. Robert Wiles says, I hope you... Oh, sorry. What's up?
No, I just said that sounds awesome.
Robert Wiles says, I hope you like your gift. You have a label for election information under this stream. Have a blessed night, you two. She's smart and beautiful. A rare sight. I have election information under... Are you serious?
What were we even talking about in terms of the election?
What? Why? Why? I got to look at this. Are you serious? Hold on. Oh, it's not showing that to me, but that's weird.
It's like that time you said flat earth, and then there was a round earth Wikipedia.
Careful, you say it. It might make it appear. Oh. Okay, I'm not seeing a banner, but they removed it. Nuclear said they removed it. Okay. And he's Nuclear's in from the beginning. They removed it. Nuclear. Get rid of that. Okay. Interesting. Oh, and... he got me a SpaceX mug. Look at this.
Nice.
Thank you, Robert Wiles.
Aww. I mean,
you know what's really cool about this? Look at. I just want to point something out. Ready? I don't know if you saw. I got my own Krigler coffee mugs.
They look super dope. Love those. And they look just like the SpaceX mug. What?
They know quality. Hey, look at this. Now, wait. This is even better. And this is the reason why my mug is way better. I don't know if you can see this. Made in America. Made in China. Ooh. Oh, SpaceX. Oh, it pains. That's why everyone needs a Krigler coffee mug. Made in America keeps your coffee delicious. Pairs well with a Krigler coffee.
It's doubly American because the coffee was made in America and the coffee mug was made in America.
True. Well, the coffee beans weren't in America, but that's all right. It's a fair trade from where I do get them. It's a lot of South Patriot Jays in chat. I see you over there. It says proud Savannah simp. What up,
Jay?
What up, Patriot?
Thank you for tuning in. We love you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to his Patriot line. He's got a bunch of new merch coming out. Pretty hyped about it. Let's see. Jake Dog says, "Dear Sav, you can't marry my dad. You're the best." Oh, so wait, he's rescinded. He's rescinded it. Sorry.
The offer has been rescinded.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
You just rejection. Rejection.
You just got rejected.
I did.
Rejected.
Ooh. Are live on a stream too. How are y'all going to do me like that?
Josh and Jesus says, "What a savage woman."
Thank you. Thank you. I take it. I like it. I appreciate it.
This is a super chat from Sav's shirt. "I'm black. Sav uses me as a shirt. She's racist."
It's true. What can we say? What can we do?
It is a black shirt. I mean, yep. Mark Robichaud says, "Finding it hard to be a fence sitter? Krigler Coffee Tea Pool Blend will give you all you need to sit on that fence and tell Ian to shut up. Possible side effects include balding." Oh my God. All right, I read it. Mark, what are you doing to me, man? Oh, oh, my goodness. Mark says, "Warning, simps have breached the perimeter."
Every single one of my chat, and I always tell people, too, who watch me, I'm like, "I don't like the simps. I only want you listening to me from my brain." And they're like, simp. Cool. Thanks,
hey, whatever,
guys.
Man. Whatever brings people to, hopefully they're actually listening to you also while simping. I think people can do both. They could be like, "Wow, she's really pretty and also very smart." You know, I have faith in you.
Yeah, humankind. I guess there's a market for that. I'll take it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Take it, I guess. Whatever. Mark again says, hold on. I just saw Patriot J's super chat. I'm gonna get to it in a second. Smith, thank you for that super chat. Communist X says, "My arch enemy Patriot J is here. Time for war." Patriot J then super chatted. Thank you, by the way. "I am a racist."
Jay says the craziest stuff, and I'm like, you can only say this because you're black, and I respect you for it.
He really does say some spicy stuff. You guys don't know Pedro J.
Oh, man.
You should, and you're missing out because he's great to follow on Twitter.
He's the best.
Oh my gosh. Smith again says, "Krigler coffee, whatever, fired up. Gotta stop drinking that Arkansas busthead." Yeah, man. Krigler coffee. I mean, you could see behind me, I got a bag of Catalyst blend. Stuff is delicious. Mark says, "If Biden had Krigler coffee, it wouldn't be as bad." I would love to believe that. So, Mark Robichaud says, "So, Adam, you're red, white, and blue? Damn right I'm American." All right. Tim Water says, "Hello, Adam and Savannah. Great channel, Adam. Best wishes from the UK." Thank you. Thank you for that. That's 10 pounds. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that for your... your patronage and watching me from across the seas. Very nice. I wish you well out there.
Guests are always the best.
Yeah, the man, the UK is going through some stuff right now too, man. Mm. It's crazy. So I wish you well out there, Tim. Mark Robichaud says, "Krigler coffee can prevent the wind taking you out." Oh, is that why he'd be better with my coffee? Because he would be able to walk upstairs? Ugh.
Maybe he has enough energy to do a press conference, too.
Zing.
Ooh.
Nice. Let's see. I just saw the super chat. I'm going to read it right now because I know who it is. Ant, I see you over there. This is from Antonio. Says, "What's wrong with simping? I solo for Frank, not because of looks, but because he seems like a cool guy." Well, I can tell you right now, Antonio, he is absolutely a cool guy. And absolutely worth your simping. Shout out to the Fernk. If you don't know the Fernk, you're missing out. He's actually been on my show. I don't know if you know who he is. It's just an old friend of mine.
I don't. I'm going to have to go find that stream.
Great guy, great guy. Some quality wine says, people are saying Sav is finer than me. I disagree.
Me finer than a quality wine? Never, never.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. Come on now. Mark Robershaw says, I guess most Americans are outlaws now. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
in a nutshell.
Double barrel shotgun with a hook harpoon? Maybe. Or with a barrel, you know, well, double barrel is you got to open it and like the kick the old shells out and put new ones in and close it. Like, that's what he thinks people should have. Just how old are you, Joe Biden? Gosh.
I mean, he says malarkey unironically, so I think that tells us how old he is.
You're right. That's a good point. Mark Robershaw says, oh, no, she said she's single. And let the simping commence. Again, he said, that's right. Blame everyone else. That's what they do. So KSN Brannigan Deeds says, I have to sing this because it just wouldn't feel right. Almost heaven, West Virginia. That's it. That's all he super chatted. But man, West Virginia, man. Shenandoah River. I've actually been on the Shenandoah now. It's kind of cool. I can see it sometimes. I have to go over there, but it's worth it. I was just going to read the next one. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I'm going to have to go visit West Virginia. Everyone's hyping it up so much.
Yep, definitely. Let's see. It's a good thing that our right to own firearms isn't granted based on need. Vash 1985. I'll tell them that. My goodness. They're the ones that need to know. Okay, wait. I just had a super chat jump. Thank you all very much for your super chats. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, when I close my eyes, I don't only see Adam. I see a society of homesteaders, industry, and citizens earning their vote through service. Just a thought. Super troopers? Or no, not super troopers. My gosh, what is that? You have to serve for 2 years before you have the right to vote. What is it? Help me out. Starship Troopers. That's what I'm thinking of. And it's basically you have to earn your right to keep or to vote. You have to actually go do something that gives you the right to vote. I mean, I think maybe a system that maybe not military service, but some sort of service to earn the right to vote could potentially be the thing. I don't know. I don't know what.
Or just like maybe a basic American history test. If you can pass that, then you should be allowed to vote. But because
did you see yesterday's article?
I did not.
So I talk about this HR1 that they're trying to push, which is changing all these voter laws, and they're basically trying to make voting opt out. So everybody is opted into voting, and you're not allowed to restrict mail-in voting. So literally everyone will get a mail-in vote. And everyone will be registered to vote instantly. And it's just ripe for fraud. And it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
It's yeah, it's crazy. Mark says, he's right. You need more than 30 rounds. Yeah, maybe. No, you don't. You can have a couple magazines. I mean, I have more than 30 rounds. I don't have... I could use a magazine that has more than 30 rounds, but I don't use it. It's annoying to load 30 rounds, let alone 60 rounds. It's time consuming. Alex says, I do a 3-gun, brother. If you want some info or help getting into it, send me a message. I can't type the real G word or I can't send this message. What is it, though? It's a G word that you can't type. I don't know what it is. Alex.
God?
I don't think it would be God. It says 3-G-O-N. I don't know what that means. But he says he can't type the real G word or he can't send the message. Alex,
gun maybe?
I do 3-G-O-N? 3-gun? Oh, 3-gun.
Yeah, 3-gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, 3-gun, because I was talking about doing 3-gun. That's cool.
But you can't type gun into Super Chat, and you really can't send that. That's weird.
You can't Super Chat the word gun? That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, Alex, thank you. I would love to hear more about that. That would be cool. Mark Robichaud says, cyber demon pigs need more than 30 rounds to kill. Good to know. Good to know. Hey, Alpha Zero Omega, I see you just arrived. Welcome to the chat. You're a longtime supporter, and when I see that you just arrived, you get a little special shout-out. You know what? I'm going to roll the die for Alpha Zero Omega over in Australia. Cheers, mate. You know the deal. I roll the die. You want to guess a number? 1 through 20. Come on, guess. You don't want to guess? Guess a number. Throw a number out there. I'm talking to you, Savannah.
Oh, me? Yeah. I thought it was the person in the chat. I was like waiting. I was like,
I'm like, me. Do you want to guess a number? You can guess a number.
My number is 2.
Close. In fact, it was 4. Social score 0. Congratulations. You won right off the bat, too. Right off the bat. Very nice. 2. You were 2 away.
It's my Freddy favorite last. Number.
Thanks for that. What, 2 is?
Mm-hmm. Cool. It's a good number. Solid.
It is good. Freddie Last, thank you for that super sticker. I appreciate that. Mark Robichaud says, China got big by stealing tech. Yeah. Yes, they did. Donald Hoover says, I bought a shotgun for defense. It's an RAA VR-80 with a 25-round dumb loaded with buckshot and slugs. Sounds like a beast of a gun. My goodness. Mark Robichaud says, super roll and spin it, DJ Krieg. Well, I actually have to fix the UFO first. I hasn't been floating this whole time. I don't know if no one's actually even said anything. I wonder if people even noticed. But I will spin it for you, sir. All right, there we got a hot spin. Okay, and he said roll. I'm going to roll it again. All right, you guys know the deal. You want to guess again? Savannah?
Yes. Okay. 12.
Okay. All right. Numbers are rolling in. It wasn't 12. Sorry. So don't guess 12, everyone, because it's not 12. All right. Let's see here. All right. Wow. The numbers are rolling. Let me see. See what we got. We got no one's got it yet. No one's coming up hot. There it is. Nope. It's not. Nope. Sorry. I thought that was Jason Von Voorhees. What up, dog? Congratulations, Jason. It was 6. Good job. Mark says, rocket science is all about not giving up. Look at Elon Musk, man. Proving that right. Mm-hmm. Wanderer says, as far as the military, this isn't new. It started during Obama's reign in office. It's only gotten worse since I got out. Oh, man, it's scary. Hey, 8-Way Run, what up? Became a disciple. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that membership. Thank you very much. Michael Lashley says, never forget this mess started with thanks to LBJ. Yeah, I don't really know much about Lyndon Johnson, but maybe I should look into it.
Mark all Robichaud's- I know is that he was apparently very racist. That's
was he?
The only thing I know. Yeah, when you actually look back in history about like how he talked about the Black community, you're like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I should look into it. Mark Robichaud says, I haven't bombed the Middle East in a while. Yeah, they did. No, we didn't bomb it. We bombed Syria, and now who's bombing? There's all sorts of bombing going on in the Middle East right now. It's insane. Mm-hmm. We throw peace out the window. David Murdoch, thank you for that hefty super chat. Hey, Adam, what do you get when real-life drag queen Zayn Dimash battles through hordes of zombies inflicted by a mysterious mind virus? Hashtag drag the dead. A third-person shooter now in development. Hashtag counterculture on Twitter and Minds at David Murdoch Art. Interesting. All right. Sounds. I wonder what kind of game is it. A third-person shooter though. Is it? It's going to be more like Division or interesting. Cool. Right on. Well, good luck with that. All right. I love counterculture. Robert Shaw. I should just call you Robert Shaw. Says there's a pill for that. I'm not sure what that is, but David Hogan says Arlington Heights hometown squad here. What up, dog? I just realized the liberal media puts a child PG-13 filter on their adult audience. Really? Liberal media? PG-13 filter on their adult audience?
Yeah, in terms of censorship, I guess they would, right?
Yeah, that's true. Oz says, Don't remember who said it yesterday, but E Pluribus Unum isn't the OG US motto. Ben Franklin coined the OG motto, mind your business. Like that. Fractal says, doesn't fit their agenda. Always blame the gun, not the shooter. That is operating it and not the medication. 95% of shooters are on, it says pathetic, but I'm pretty sure from this article from the scientists that I read that most of them are on some sort of some drug, you know, a prescription drug that throws their mind off and they're mentally become unbalanced and unstable.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that no one's talking about it. Chrissy says, over the last few weeks, my dreams are filled with war. Better get your fit on, boys and girls. Don't get caught out. I'm sugar, drugs, and nicotine free. Peace. Good for you, Chrissy.
That's awesome.
And I am rather afraid of war. It scares me that we could be going to war. I don't want to think about it, but it is a truth of the situation right now. China's pushing, and so is Russia. It's pretty nuts.
See, Adam, and two, if I could just jump in super quick. My little sister is in the reserves for the Air Force.
Thank you. Thank her for her service.
Will do. But I get so worried because I'm like, you know, now this is just like a very personal thing. And I feel like a lot of these politicians who don't have family members who are going to have to go and fight these wars, you know, are so willing to send them over. And so this administration and these new policies that are being passed in terms of international politics and us getting into wars hit very differently for me in this administration.
Yep. I understand that. My brother is in the Marines as well. It's like, I don't. Someone actually said, don't be scared, be ready. And it's like, okay, maybe scared isn't the right term that I should use. Saddened is, I guess that's more accurate as far as, like, I'm saddened that we would be going to war. You know, that the
world... war is nothing that we should ever want to get into.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Chrissy, I hope your dreams... get better. David says, just how we withhold info from children, they withhold info from adults. Also love the coffee, and Savannah is absolutely stunning. Well, thank you for all of those compliments.
Thank you.
Yeah, they do withhold information. They don't want us to know. Jake Dawes says, I'm a good boy, no sniffs inappropriately, maybe. All right, Jake Dog. Down boy. Mark,
you're better than Joe Biden.
Maybe. I say we seed Mars with Krieger coffee beans. I don't know if they'd survive in the atmosphere there, but thanks for that. My goodness, these super chats. Here we go. Joshua Tyler says, Ninth Circuit Court is California, Hawaii, Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington.
Interesting. All right,
so like the West Coast. Thanks, Joshua. Interesting. But that's still pretty crazy. Robert Weil says, if you heat it up, it changes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that there's what looks like maybe a Mars. It's all black right now, but when it heats it up, I guess it becomes visible. That's cool.
Nice. That's awesome.
That must be why it says not dishwasher safe, not microwave safe. And then we all know what it says under that. Let's see. Mark Robichaud, annex Mexico, then Krieger coffee is full American. Well, no, we get beans from Peru and some other South American countries. So, yeah, but, you know, it's fair trade. And that's coffee isn't really grown here. And they're good beans over there. Random internet person says, with all of this gun control measure, I'm moving to the Czech Republic once I'm able to. Sad that America has lost its way and now is going to SHIT. Yeah, Czech Republic just basically locked in their 2A. They're now able to own guns. Yeah, good for them.
Yeah,
Antonio,
definitely.
Oh, Ant, I already read this one. This was about Fernk. Shout out to Ant, who's been a Fernk simp from the beginning. Oh, and then Ant became a member. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your membership. I appreciate that. Clark S. says, don't settle for Ian. I mean, imitation. Only accept genuine Krigler. none of the arrogance, and only the chillest of vibes. Krieg Krigler Coffee. Well, thank you, Clark. That's fantastic. Although I don't like when people compare me and Ian. We are not the same person. He brings a lot of people to try to fill the void that became of that show. And it's a shame, but Ian is not me. We're two completely different people. And, you know, I have nothing against Ian. And in fact, Ian has been the biggest advocate in this house to get me back on that show. So I you know, shout out to Ian. Fine Castle says, just watched Biden fall three times. Was he promoting the new true and end of pressure healthcare? Maybe. He's like, look at my bruised shin. Now I could use this new true and end of pressure healthcare to get it, you know, the pressure relieved. Let's see. Jonathan says, dear Biden dear Biden, come and get it. Sincerely, gun owners. Yeah, I mean, the new trick is just put it on the second floor and he can't get to it. Right?
Or you'll have enough time to hide them before he comes.
Right. Mark Robichaud says, on a Krigler roll losing streak, you need Krigler coffee. Black magic blend, and it will tap you into the cameras in Krigler's crib to see the dice. Never lose again. No, I mean, black magic doesn't win all the time, but he does win a lot of the time. So it is a little weird, and it does feel like he's using some black magic. You got to do CCAD, Krigler coffee ad, in front of your super chat. If you want me to read it, because I don't know if they're Krigler coffee ads or not. I'll read them with my announcer voice. You just got to let me know, and I'll do that. Let's see. Jake Dog says, I don't need guns to scare burglars, just barks. Hey, whatever works, Jake Dog. Whatever works. Geo says, gun testicle. Okay.
All right.
Aldo says, I don't know what's more attractive, her intelligent and morals or that gorgeous smile. Adam is cute too, but not my cup of tea. Well, thank you, Aldo. I thank you for including me on that simping chat, super chat. I tried to make a super chat joke, but failed. But yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the nice words.
Let's see here. Mark Robichaud says, Adam is my cup of coffee. Wink, wink. I see you over there, Mark. Stop it, Robichaud. Arcadian Twilight says, leaving Seattle and CHOP area, once I on track and maybe finally resettle, get political. Platform is simple, constitutional compliance, and erase every law and regulation against it, even if it kills me. Good. Yes. Thank you. More people need to get into politics. I know it sucks, but that's what we need to do. These people in charge, they want us to just believe that it's just about the president. It's not. It's about everything from the local to the Congress to the presidency. Everything in between is super important, and they've controlled all of it for a long time. Let's take it. Let's take it back.
Exactly. Even local government level, it's all important.
Yep, exactly. Robert Wilde says, the cup changes when you heat it up. The picture changes. Be blessed. Yeah, thanks, man. I really like SpaceX. I think they're making crazy moves. Let's see. Ben says, from Boulder, Colorado, from Boulder, Colorado, but in Fort Collins now. It's pretty crazy how the media is spinning everything. Great show, though, Adam. Great show, Savannah. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Humph says, here in Australia, you need to be a citizen to vote, but you fail to vote as a citizen, you get fined about 100 each time.
My friends are from Australia, and they all say that their voting laws over there are very, very strict.
Wow. Welcome to Australian freedom. LOL. That sucks. So if you don't vote, you get fined. Oof. Jeez. Unfortunately, Californian says, Joe Biden looks like Walter Jeff Dunham's puppet. That's funny. Mark Roberts says, nah, Krigler coffee beans will rule Mars. I love your attitude, Mark. I love your attitude. He again says, annex South America then. Coffee is full American. Well, I mean, how No, I mean, that's where I get the beans. Good beans, man. Fair trade. We pay fair prices for the beans. So people earn a living. James T says, we did. I'm from Czech Republic, and I didn't even know that. Really? Well, from what I've heard from the news, that you guys locked in 2A, man. So check it out. Check it out, James. Yeah, go get yourself some. John says, I love token it up and watching your show. Thank you. All right. Oh, excuse me. It's John K. Stoney. Just to really add some context here for everyone. Nice. Well, thank you for watching the show, and thank you for that super chat. That was $4.20, by the way. Very nice. I like it. Ian is a good friend. Protect him from the pool. Mark Robinshaw. I mean, there's nothing I can do, and I don't really go over there, and I'm not on that show anymore, so nothing I can do.
Adam's his own man, guys. He's doing his own thing.
I am my own man now. I always was, and maybe that was the problem. Iron John says, hey, Adam, did you see the Biden-Trump golf meme? It's glorious. I did see it. Did you see this, Savannah?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Good, 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 good. Everyone needs to see it. Krigler Coffee 2A blend will give you a much needed shot of strength and energy to fight off tyranny and keep you free and safe. Thank you, Mark Robichaud. What a great send off. Savannah, thank you for joining the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on. We should do this. You should just come on more often.
I know. We always talk about that, and then it just never ends up happening. But I do love coming on with you. Let's make this a regular thing, because I love your viewers. I love your show. I love you're that awesome. We are on the same level in terms of just, you know, speaking truth. I think it's very important.
Totally, totally. If you haven't smashed that like button, you should
smash it.
Okay. we'll practice that.
We'll work on that. I'm so slow today. I'm like, wait, is he talking to me? I don't know. We'll work on it, guys. We'll work on it.
If you haven't subscribed, please do subscribe below, and also share this video. Definitely helps my channel grow. And also down below, you can find all of Savannah's channels. She's on YouTube herself. She does her own videos. You can definitely go check her out. Maybe I should join you on your show as well one time. And
yes, I would love that.
And give me your Odyssey account too. We'll add that to the description below. And you're also on Instagram. You're on Twitch. I saw that you got a Twitch channel.
I did. I just started it just as, you know, another way to stream because it's a fun thing to do. And Twitch is kicking off now. My Odyssey channel is Sav Says. And I really do love Odyssey just because, you know, it's a good spot for my live streams to live when they cannot live here on YouTube. So
yeah, I'm actually on Odyssey channel. Also. It's just Adam Cast-IRL. Everything I upload here automatically gets uploaded there. So if you take something down, which they did recently, you can go there and check it out for yourself. We got one more. Caleb Warden says, pertaining to the Ninth Circuit law with the prior super chat, the Ninth Circuit that overturned the concealed carry allows counties in states to overturn laws pertaining to concealed or open carry. So stay aware in your state. Ah, thank you for clarifying. Yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that because that's pretty nuts. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I will be going live with my buddy Shinra Khan. Fernk is away on vacation this week. He will be back next week. But Shinra has been joining me. He now has Call of Duty on his new Xbox. So I'm very excited to play more with my good homie Shinra Khan. And Savannah, again, thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Adam.
Right on, right on. All right, guys. Have a great night. See you next time.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.